Okay, the boy said today's daf is daf nun dalet, and we're starting the fourth line from the top of the omid. Erev Shabbos Shabbatoich Hachag. So you recall that yesterday in the Mishnah, back on Nun Gimel Omid Beis, we went through the cheshbon of the minimum number of tchias that they had every single day in the Beis Hamikdash, as well as the maximum. The minimum was 21, the maximum was 48. If you'd like, we can do a very quick review again of the Mishnah, because the whole Gemara today is going to focus on these numbers, why we don't have less, why don't we have more. Just quick look at the Mishnah. Mishnah Nun Gimel Omid Bey. Zok the Mishnah. Ein poichsin li esim li achas tkiyas b'migdash. The minimum is 21. Ve'im oisifan labo mishmoina. The maximum is 48. How do you get to 21? B'chol yoyim hayusham esrim vi achas tkiyas b'migdash. Every day you got 21. Sholish b'sicha sh'orim. V'teish l'tomish l'shachar. V'teish l'tomish l'bein raboy. So this is an easy way to remember. Raboy say three every single morning when they opened up the gates. 9 for Tomish Shachar, 9 for Tomish Ben Aboyim, 3 plus 9 plus 9, right? 2 9 is 18, plus 3, 21. Very simple. Every day of the year, you had a minimum of 21. 3 Psicha Sha'arim, 9 Tomish Shachar, 9 Tomish Ben Aboyim. Musafim. If it was day that there was a Musaf, ich weiß, it's Shabbos, it's Shchoidish, it's Yom Tov, there's a Musaf, or you must even know it's Esha, then you add 9 more and you get to 30. If it was a regular Erev Shabbos, any Erev Shabbos throughout,
I'm sorry.
Nothing happened, we're still best then. Nothing happened, everything is fine. I need one for my pants, I have to worry about the technique. It's okay, nothing happened, everything is fine. Don't be nervous, everything is fine. Just kiss, it's fine.
The Gemara is kind of a
but lifting the Gemara means that it trips down.
You like a different Gemara,
let that
try?
No, this is fine. Let's keep on going for a second. It's fine, it's good.
Under the Gemara, there's a lot of fluid.
Sorry. How many peanuts were there?
We're up to 9 at Shabbos, so we're at 30.
Okay, we're good. Excellent. Lovely. Perfect. Great. So let's get back to the Gemara. So back in the Mishnah, we learned that they're 21 every single day. When there happens to be a Musaf, we add 9 more. Well, by Erev Shabbos, it was a regular Friday. You have 6 more. What was 6 more? Sholish lahavdos ha'om min melacha. 3 to signal everyone Shabbos is on the horizon. Doesn't say exactly when this took place. Maybe an hour before. Whenever. Everybody return from your fields. Close your offices. Close your computers. Get ready for Shabbos. Come to shul. V'sholish lahavdil bein kodesh l'chol. The final 3 words to tell everybody. Shkia, shkia, sashayim, sashayim. So that was 6 more. Okay.
So that's not Abdullah, what Tishabah says.
This is not Abdullah, what Tishabah. This is Abdullah Friday. It would be Mavul, the Kodesh Lechol.
Gotcha.
That's really been the Kodesh, if you will. The right. Kodesh is over. Kodesh is starting. Snap. Get into shul. Get ready to start some Hoyti. Fine. Erev Shabbos Shabbatoy Chachak, Yishem Baboy Mushmoy. Now we have the maximum. What's the maximum? Erev Shabbos in the middle of Chag. Chag means Sukkot. So the marshal is first day Chol HaMoed, and it turns out to be Erev Shabbos, and the next day is going to be Shabbos. How do we have it this year? We have that Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be Yom Tov Yom Hashem, then Thursday will be first day Chol HaMoed, Friday will be second day Chol HaMoed. That Friday is going to be Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoy Chachak. So then you had 48. How do you get 48? 21 like every day. 3 the Psicha Sharim, 9 for purposes of the Tom Shashacha, 9 for Tom Mishan Ben Amai. So that 21 is always the same. Then we add, because it is Sukkot, and every day of Sukkot we have the Nisach HaMayim, you add 12 more. How do you get 12 more? 3 for Shar HaElyon, 3 Shar HaTachtoin, 3 Mili HaMayim, and finally 3 by the Mizbech. Rashi points out, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the 3 Agama Mizbeach was not really because of the Nisach HaMayim, but was in honor of the Aravos that they were makif the Mizbeach every single day of the 7 days. Where does it say that there's a din of Arava min ha-Torah? Either Loch Lomosh Misinai, or according to Abishol, from Arve Nocha. Anyway, so we have 12 more. So we started off with 21. We add 12. 21 and 12. How much does that add up to? You're always very good.
33.
Approximately 33. Good. Then we have the Teish to Jacher. We already dealt with that. But Teish to Musa. To the 33, we're going to add now 9 for Musaf. 33 and 9 is 42.
42.
And because it's Erev Shabbos, we got 6 more. 3 Lahav to Samdin Alacha, and 3 Lahav in Kodesh Lechart. So we get 48 all together. Very good. Izok Dimar. We left out what? The Elul, fifth line for the top of Nun Dalar Merav. Elul Mala Asir is like Tony Mastisen. Whatever happened with the one that we blow on the Mala Asiris? What does the Gemara mean by the Mala Asiris? Back on Nun Aleph Omud Bey, when we were learning the Mishnayis, we were learning the Mishnah that was telling us about the whole procession and all of the processions as part of the Simchas Beis HaSheiva. So on Nun Aleph Omud Beis, we learned, this is 2, 4, 6, 8, about 10 lines from the top of the Omud, that would be appropriate, because we're talking about Higiu Lamala Asiris. This is 2 lines before the parentheses, the Higiu Lakarka, 2 lines earlier. Higiu Lamala Asiris, when they hit the 10th step, Taku Veiriu Vitaku, they had a special Tarat at that time. How come we didn't mention that in our Mishnah, that when we got to the Mala Asiris, it was 3 more? And then we would have not 48, we'd have 51. I mean, the whole purpose is here to maximize and tell us the greatest number. You know, Mala Asiris, like Tani Masnissin, Ani Ablazim and Yaakov, the Mishnah, those are good Ablazim and Yaakov, the son. We're on Nun Dal and Nadav. The son, yeah? Ablazim and Yaakov, we're probably okay. Then in fact it's a machloikis. Our Mishnah that we said on Nun Aleph Amud Beis includes 3 for the Mala Asiris. No, you did not have 3 on the Mala Asiris. Instead, like we had in our Mishnah, 3 by the Mizbeach for purposes of the Arova. Now you're going to tell me, well, why didn't they have one special meeting? After all, this is Chamai. It should be 3 for this is Chamai. You know, the 9 that they did by the Tomid Shul Shachar, that was at the same time as the Nisachim. Nisachim including both the Nisach HaYayim and the Nisach HaMayim. So just like every day they had the 9, they had the same 9 over here as well. And so you're going to say, well, maybe the Nisach HaMayim was after the Nisach HaYayim ended, we did the Nisach HaMayim, therefore we have another 3. No. We already said before, the Nisach HaMayim and the Nisach HaYayim were simultaneous. And that's the reason why one was a little bit smaller, the other was a larger opening, so that they would both be kolois, the Bas Achas, at the same time. So therefore there was no additional 3 at the time of the Nisach HaMayim. Okay, so Blazman Yaakov says, instead of the 3, Lamala Asiris, you have 3 by the Mizbeach for the Arovs. And the more expensive. It's what we say in English, mutually exclusive. Either these 3 or the other 3, but not, you don't add them together. My time is Blazman Yaakov, what's the Blazman Yaakov? He made a talk on the Psichas Shorim. Since they made a tkiel of psicha shorim. Now we don't mean the daily psicha shorim. We mean the shar ho elyon v'shar hatachtoin. If you go back to the Mishnah again, how did we get to 12 additional blowings? We had sholish v'shar ho elyon v'sholish v'shar hatachtoin, and then we had sholish v'mili amayim v'gabe the mei shivayach and sholish v'gabe mizbeach v'gabe the arot. Then, since we had already 3 for the Shara Elyon, Shara Tachtoy, remember they're starting off upstairs in the Ezes Yisrael, going downstairs to the Tomishul, to the Shara Tachtoy. He says, for Blazim and Yaakov, we don't need to go and have a special tekiah on the Mala Asiris, but rather at the top and on the bottom. He was talking to the Shara Mala. The Timara Asiris Lamli, what do I need the 10th? The Toka. Hai Rav Sha'aru, after all, doesn't this car Sha'ar? So now, my time to bless him, yeah, Kim the talk of Tzicha Sha'ar. The Mala Asiris, normally the talk of, why should I go and blow on the Mala Asiris? Hai Rav Sha'aru, that's not Tzicha Sha'ar, it's just in the middle. Hilkel Chalukah Mizbeachot, and therefore I prefer having the additional three to be on the Mizbeach. So Rashi says that apparently there was a Mesoira that on Sukkis they had 12 additional Tekiyas. When I say Tekiyas, it means four sets of Terat. Now the question is only where do you go and allocate those four sets? So according to our Mishnah and Aleph and Medbeis, we allocated one Shara Elyon, one the Mala Asiris, one Shara Tachtoin, and one Mili Hamayim. So, I don't think that a Mala Asiris is so significant, because I already did three by the Elyon. I did three by the Tachtoin, three by the Mili Hamayim, and therefore there will be three Al Gabi HaMizbech. Rabban Tzavik, we're talking about Mili Hamayim, since the Iker that we're doing the additional Tekiyas and Truas on Sukkot is because Mili Hamayim, meaning because of the Nisach Hamayim, Algam Mizbeach Lomeli, why am I bothering Algam Mizbeach? And Rashi says, because after all, Algam Mizbeach is not for purposes of the Nisach Hamayim, it's for purposes of the Arovos. And since the Iker is Nisach Hamayim, that's why Hilkach L'Malo Asiris, although therefore I prefer having the Malo Asiris. It's come to voice that we had back on Nun Aleph Omid Beis in the Mishnah, that there is a din of Higila Malo Asiris. That's only according to the Tanakhama of this Raisa, because according to Blaise Ben Yaakov, in fact, they didn't have those three on the Mala Asiris. It was only Shulish Al Gabi Hamizbeach. Which is interesting, because earlier when we learned about the Arovis, there in the Mishnah says that you do have a Terat at the time of the Arovis being standing up around the Mizbeach. And so therefore that Mishnah does not learn like a Blaise Ben Yaakov. So I have two Mishnayos which on the surface are both Stam Mishnas, and once that Mishnah Rebbe was soisim like the Mandiyama that holds that they did blow in the Mala Asiris, and the other Stam Mishnah Rebbe was soisim like the Blessed Ben Yaakov that they did not blow by the Mala Asiris, but rather they blew Al Gabe Hamizdeh.
How could he hold both?
It could be that he changed his mind.
Could be a
Madura Tinyon, and the Shalita's Wailer, he changed his mind. Mishnah Lezazim and Koyma, like the Imara says. So the Gemara writes, "Yosef Bacha Bar Chanina Midroima." When Bacha Bar Chanina came from Dor Meretz Yisrael, Aisim Basis Riyadi brought the following brisa with him. I have lechoda one unnecessary, not unnecessary, but one extra pasuk. Says two pasukim. Neihana Kehan Yisku Bachatzoytzus. Shein Tamalim Yisku. Shekar Nema Uskatem Bachatzoytzus. Al Ulesechem Yal Zivchesh Lomeichem. Oyirotzu Lechem Lefnei Alekeichem. Shekar Lefnei Alekeichem. Ani Hashem Lekeichem. The Gemara is a little bit, if you will, out of order, because the Gemara says, Shekvar Nemar Uskata Machatzoitzoi, the truth of the matter is, Chatzatzo Machatzoitzoi is a later Pasuk. You have here in the Torah, Or HaSholei, in the first Pasuk, is Renea Harna Kehanim, Yisku Ubachatzoitzoi. That's the first Pasuk. And the Gemara says, what do I need that Pasuk for? Kvar Nemar Uskata Machatzoitzoi. That's the best Pasuk number two. V'yem Simchasim Mechdechem, Rosh HaShechem, Uskata Machatzoitzoi. That's a later Pasuk. So when the Gemara says Shekvar Nemar, it's really few pesukim late. The Gemara just means to say is, what do I have to have two pesukim for? In fact, the Defa and others have a slightly changed girsa where we wouldn't have the first pasuk quoted over here, Ein Tam Leim, because it already says, because we didn't even say the second pasuk. Anyway, Umat Tam Leim Yisku, so what do I have to have that first pasuk? Ubenayin Ahari Kehanim, Yisku Bachatzoy Tzoyz. I have the other pasuk, Skatim Bachatzoy Tzoyz. Hakalafiham Musafim Toikin. So Acha Bachanina is now Mechadish, something which is very important, which is going to take us for the remainder of the Amid Aleph and into the Amid Beis, and that is says Reb Acha Bachanina that every time there's a carbon musaf, you blow separate notes for that carbon musaf. And therefore, Hu Tani Lavu Amala, he explains what does this mean. That each time you have multiple musafim, for instance, if it's Shabbos Rish Chodesh or it's Shabbos Yontif, not only do you go and blow for the musaf for Shabbos, you also blow for the musaf Shal Yontif or the musaf Shal Rish Chodesh. And therefore, you're going to add each time nine more. Nine because of Shabbos, and nine because of Chodesh or Yom Tov, etc. Okay. Tonight, Erev Shabbos Yom Tov Chag, Hu Yishem Memchas, Erev Shabbos on, during the Chol HaMoed Yom Tov, for the Yom Tov of Sukkot, there were 48 altogether. Great Gemara. Dim Isa, if you're going to go and tell me, like Rav Acha Bar Hanina just said now, listening, Shabbos Shabbatoich HaChag, why don't we go and list in the Mishnah Shabbos, which falls out on Yom Tov itself, Mishkachas lo Chamshin v'chad, because then we're going to have 51. In other words, we had now Erev Shabbos falls out during Chag. That means Friday and Chag are overlapped. Why don't we talk about Shabbos and Chag overlapping? And it's not very far-fetched. It's the next day. So Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chag, there were 48. But Shabbos Shabbatei Chag, there were 51. Now how do you get a Chajun of 51? It's very simple. How did we get to 48 Erev Shabbos Shabbatei Chag? The final six of the 48 were Lahaftul Omni Malacha to tell them that it's Friday, it's Omni Shabbos. So you have 3 plus 3. So it was a package of 6. So if we take the 48 and we subtract the 6, how much do we get of 48 minus 6?
42.
We add now the fact that it's Shabbos, because it's the next day, Shabbos, we add 9 more. So if we're adding 9 to the 42, we're going to get to
51.
So isn't 51 more than 48?
Of course
51 is more. So why does it say in the Mishnah, Ein Moisif Alboim Shmoina, I have 51. Everybody agrees with the Cheshvan? Barry, you're okay?
Yeah, I'm just, so because of the Musaf, the extra, every Musaf we add, how many?
3.
So every Muslim adds 9.
Every Muslim, okay.
3 times 3. Right.
If you think I'm making it up,
No,
I want to point it out.
It's going a little fast and
fast and furious.
And
let's go back to the Mishnah. See the Mishnah in Poyos Miyas V'Yachas. Look at the fifth line. Musafin Oyim Musifin. Musafin Oyim Musifin. Fifth line of the Mishnah. Fourth line of the Mishnah. Musafin Oyim Musifin. Right in the middle of the line.
Oitesha.
Right. Everybody agrees in 9. Okay, so I see everybody wants to make sure they got the number correct.
Solid, right?
They got it solid. So how do we get Shabbos?
21, no matter what. For
every day is always 21.
Right, so Shabbos, Sukkot,
so we started with 21 because every day is 21.
Right.
Now we add to that 12 because it's Yom Tov of Sukkot. Yom Tov Sukkot, every day is 12 because of the Nisach HaMayim, right? 3 on the Shara Elyon, 3 on the Shara Tachton, 3 Mili HaMayim, 3 Agam Mizbeach. Good. It's 12. How much is 21 and 12?
33.
Now we add to the 33 9, because it happens to be Yom Tov. 9 plus 33 gets you to
41.
9 plus 33 adds up to
42.
So in the Mishnah it said, if that day of Yom Tov also happens to be Friday, so you got to add 6 more. So 42 plus 6 is 48. So you go, no, don't talk about Friday. Shabbos! Chol HaMoed Shabbos, we're going to have Shabbos Chol HaMoed in a couple of weeks. That Shabbos, you have to add 9 more. You're not going to add the 6 more because it's no, you're not going to blow.
It's not Erev Shabbos.
Not Erev Shabbos, but you can add 9 more. So 42 plus 9 gets you 2.
51.
Yeah, everybody agrees. Right. So that's the Gemara's guy. Mikash Gemara is only according to Rav Acha Bar Hanina, because until Rav Acha Bar Hanina, I might have thought, even though there are multiple musafim, it's still 9 for all the musafim together. Kamash Mulan says, Acha Bar Hanina, the drayma, no, because of the extra time that it says, Uskata Machatzoitis. And it says again, Yisku Machatzoitis, just to tell you 9 for every single musaf. So Ibazoitis should have 51. On Shabbos, we leave out that initial Besichas Sh'orim. Therefore, we deduct now 3. 51 minus 3 gets us to 48. So, therefore, that's the reason why we didn't mention the Mishnah. Because it's also only 48, it's not 51. Amar Rava, on the side says Amar Rava, probably not this Amar Rava. Man Hod Lechosh Lekimcha. Rava was very unimpressed with this tarot. And he said, who is this individual who's not careful with his flour? What does it mean he's not careful with his flour? That most people, when they go and make flour, they make sure to sift it and sift it again, and 12 times and 13 times to try to get out all the impurities, all of the bran, all of the schmutz, whatever it is, so it should really be nice and pure. This person apparently is not so careful with this flour, because he says, tirutzim, which l'chayre, do not shtim. Do not shtim means that it doesn't work. Why not? I have two reasons. Chod, de b'chol yoyim tana. How did we start off the Mishnah? Right? That's the second line of the Mishnah. Every day of the year, 354 days, 365 days. Every day of the year, there were always 21. That includes, of course, every single Shabbos. So don't tell me they didn't do Psicha Shabbos. Of course they did. Every day of the year, there were those three of the Psicha Shabbos. That's number one. The oil. No chatet. Or no chakash. Inamika, dodimenu. Even if you're going to go and tell me that what? That we will deduct three for Shabbos, which is wrong. But even Mishitos Cha, Shein Toikin, Psicha Shabbos. So what happened? I'm sorry? So what happens now? So I have my 51, and I'm subtracting my first three, because no Psicha Shabbos. So I'm down to 48. So you said, well, we already have 48, so I don't need to bring this. Listening, let it have both. If both, the case of the mission, which is Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoy Chachag is 48. And Shabbos B'toy Chachag is 48. Listening, let him have both of them. Listening, Shabbos B'toy Chachag, or Yisham Arboi Mishmoyna, the Shabbos Minotarity. In fact, Shabbos B'toy Chachag is better limud than Erev Shabbos B'toy Chachag, because now I learn two lessons. The din of the six of Erev Shabbos that we already had earlier on in the Mishnah. Right? The fourth, fifth line of the Mishnah says of Erev Shabbos, Hayim Oisif and Shesh. Three Lahavtul is on, then three Lahavtul and Kodesh Tuchot. So I don't really need to repeat that again at the end of the Mishnah. I know that. But now it would be significant to talk about Shabbos and Tei Chachag because it tells us two Chidush. What are the two Chidush? Number one, Shabbos Minor, Derblezim and Yaakov. That we don't add three more on the Malahu Asiris because our mission does not go like Bezim and Yaakov. So that's one thing that our mission would tell us, that in addition to the 21, we have 12 for the Nisach HaMayim and not 15 for the Nisach HaMayim. That's very important to tell us, like Bezim and Yaakov, no three on the Malahu Asiris. Shabbos Minor, we would also now know this new halacha of Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midroima, who told us that for every single Muslim you have nine, again, nine for Shabbos and nine for Yom Tov. That would be important to tell us in the Mishnah. Isn't that more important than Erev Shabbos Shechol Yoyis Bechag, where we know all of the basics already from before? And then for Elo Amarava, the fish ain't toikin, the milu mayim b'Shabbos. The reason why we cannot talk about Shabbos falling out on Chag having 48 or 51, because in fact on Shabbos we left out the 12 that relate to Nisach HaMayim. Why did we leave out the 12 that relate to Nisach HaMayim? Because the whole Inyan of Nisach HaMayim is in the Shara Elyon, and they went out to the Shara Tachtoin, and then they went out with the HaMayim. Did they do that on Shabbos? The answer is no. They went and did all of that on Erev Shabbos. Remember, they had to go and take in a special kli, a special chavis, which was Lina. Not mikudish, so you don't have a lina problem. So this all took place before Shabbos. The whole reason why we do all the tekiyah shofar, and we do all of the processions and all of the drama and everything else, all of the entertainment, all the simcha, was all because of the Nisach HaMayim. But there's no Nisach HaMayim taking place on Shabbos. So nobody blew on the Shara Elyon, and nobody blew on the Malahu Asiris, and nobody blew the Shara Tachlan. You know, all of this took place before Shabbos. So therefore you have to deduct 12. In addition to that, we also don't have the benefit of the other six of Erev Shabbos, because it's Shabbos. So therefore we're going to have much fewer. We started off with our 21. We'll have granted the two Musafim, that'll add another 18, that'll get us to 39. But we're not going to have the 12 for Nisach HaMayim, we're not going to have the 6 Lahavtul Amin Mulacha, so it's going to be much less than the 48. We're just going to have the 39. We're going to have the 21 dailies, that includes the 3 of the Psicha Sharim, and then we're going to have the 2 Musafim, 9 plus 9. 18 plus 21 only gets us to 39. The Batzi Tuv, and that's the reason why we leave it.
Why are you deducting all 12 for Nisach HaMayim?
Maximum 3 we should leave over for the Arafat.
Right.
Okay, fine, but even with that, we're still down to 42.
Okay.
We still don't have the Fred Dimar, listening now, Rabbi Shmuel Shishon Shechol Yis B'Shabbos. So, Iket Lassim was up. I got a great idea. Why don't we mention, why don't we list in our Mishnah Rosh Hashanah becomes Adam Shabbos, which of course happens quite frequently. Do'ikat losa musaf. We got three Muslims every single Rosh Hashanah. Musaf de Rosh Hashanah. Musaf de Rosh Hashanah. Musaf de Shabbos. 3 times 9 gets you 27. 27 plus the daily 21. 21 and 27 is 48. Why don't we go and list that? We especially want to focus on Erev Shabbos Shabbos Chag, where we want to emphasize, like Rav Lezer Yaakov says, that we only have the 12, we don't add 3 more Lamala Asiris. Great tomorrow. Did I say let's be exclusive and only talk about Rosh Hashanah, Shacholios, Bishabbos? Let's go and put both of them. Let's have the case of Erev Shabbos Shechol Yoyis B'Chag. That's 48 like we have in the Mishnah. Let it also bring the Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, which is also 48. Let's have both of them. Everything Maratona B'Shayer. We didn't give an exhaustive list. In fact, we left out some. And we left out this case of Rosh Hashanah. And of course, the Gemara said, you can't just leave out one. My Shai the High Shai. There's got to be another one that we're leaving out. So, well, yes, we've left out another one. Shai Erev Pesach. Was it the Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach, as we know, we start off like every single day, 21. And then every time that they brought the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, and they said Hallel, they had another 9 blowings. And how many kitas were there? 3. So 3 times 9 gets you 2. 27, right? How much are 3 times 9?
27.
And we have 21 from the daily.
48.
That's 48. So why did we leave that one out? Oh, so just like we left out the Erev Pesach, 48. We left out the Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yoyis B'Shabbos, 48. Yeah, Barry, we're on the same page. You're okay? Good.
On the base.
On the base, exactly. The whole thing. Imi Shemer Pesach Timar. Nah. Dus a nishkarai. Imi Shemer Pesach Lav Shi'uru. Domani Rabbi Yehudahi. Our Mishnah might go according to Yehuda. The Omar Mimeim Shalkas Shlishes Lohigia Loimar Ohavti Ki Yishma Hashem Neishahu Amma Mu'atim. As you'll recall, we remember Sechtes Pesachim, that even though there was a third cut, that cut was looked down upon by the people, and people called it the cut Atzlonim. Why the cut Atzlonim? These are the people that are lazy.
Because
cut means group or set. Because if you were among the set of people that work and do mitzvahs energetically, you should have been at the first cut or at the second cut. Why are you the third cut? Apparently, of course, there may be other reasons. A person had to go to a doctor's appointment. People just had to return from a levaya. But we're talking about in general.
They were making matzahs.
Shabbos.
I understand. They had a lot.
It's Erev Pesach.
Erev Pesach Chol Yoyis B'Shabbos.
Who says it's only Erev Pesach Chol Yoyis B'Shabbos?
Otherwise,
it's only regular Erev Pesach. Regular Pesach, you have 21 from every day, and then you 3 times 9 is 27. What's up there?
I'm sure they're making matzahs.
The big matzahs. Exactly. Big matzahs. They're very busy. Exactly. Yeah, right. But okay, but
not much fun. They were.
All I know is when I come on a flight, I don't want to be say kitchik on anyone, but when I come on a flight to Eretz Yisrael and the flight arrives at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, and then I go to a particular shul and I arrive there in Shul Yishlaim Christ at 10 or 10:30, I'm astounded to see how many hundreds of people came on the same flight with me who were at that minyan where I didn't see any of them in the airport. So, and they're all davening at 10:30 in the morning in the Shacharis. So they probably had other things, but this one probably had a wife just gave birth, and this one probably had a Chumash Sefer Torah, and this one had to go to a doctor's appointment, and this one and that one. So therefore that's how we had Baruch Hashem, a beautiful minyan. But anyway, getting back to
there's a minyan in the airport.
In an airport, that's a very spotty minyan.
People are
going to go to Nicholas.
When you depart.
Depart, yeah, exactly. When people arrive, it's going to come to Shkatzad. Everybody's going to say, you know. Anyway, so getting back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the third cut not only didn't say Hallel number 2 and number 3. Remember, how did we get to a cheshbon of 9 per cut? Because every cut said Hallel 3 times. For every Hallel, they had a new blowing of Tarat. So if you have 3 times Hallel, and each time there were 3 Tarats, 3 times 3 is 9. That's each cut. Each group twice, the one from 1:30 to 2 o'clock, three times Hallel, they said three times Hallel and nine blows. What? Next one was from 2 to 2:30, to 2:45, whatever it was. Then again, another nine blows. And then the third one was also nine blows, three times Hallel, three times three is nine. The problem is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, in the third cup, they never got to Hallel number two or number three. They didn't even finish Hallel number one. As soon as they got to Hafti, they already finished bringing all of the karbonis of that third cup. So therefore, they only blew three tekiyas altogether, meaning one set of terat, and not nine. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you never got to 48. You got your 21 like every day. You got your 9 for the first one, first Hallel, the first cut. You have 9 for the second cut. 9 plus 9 is 18. 18 plus 21 gets you to 39. And then you have that final mini cut, where you only got to a half, there's another 3, gets you to 42. It's up to Yomara, come to Chois, it's not Shire. We thought that Erev Pesach was left out, and therefore Rosh Hashanah is also left out. No, Erev Pesach is not left out. Erev Pesach doesn't come to 48, it only gets to 42. Thank you, Mark. You're telling me this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. What we came now and decided for a slightly different gears. Well, Amris Reisha Galay Rabbi Yehuda. When we started off the Gemara yesterday, we noted that it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't it go according to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda is the one that said that it's not 21 to 48, it's 7 to 16.
Because
he counts it as one, exactly, because he counts it as one package deal. All the three of the Torah he considers to be like one. So Bazoi's mission is not like Rabbi Yehuda. And now you tell me, oh, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that they never got to the to two and Hal number three and the third cut. Who says? Maybe the mission goes according to Rabbanan, and therefore there's a Shaya. Frank Timura. I will Amris Reisha the Lake Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore our mission doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. And if the mission doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, then we do have 48 like the Chacham, and therefore we left out Erev Pesach, and that's why we left out Rosh Hashanah.
And Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, which again,
we're going to talk about Erev Pesach and Shabbos too. We're not up to that yet. That's going to be another 4 or 5 nights. Bear with us now. What's the right? Even though the Gabe, the numbers, whether you count it as 21 and 48 or 7 and 16, it is a machlek. It's fine. Okay. However, it could very well be that our Mishnah Taka holds like the Rabbanon that they're not package deals, but they're 21 and 48 and not 7 and 16. But nevertheless, he could hold like the other of Yehuda that when it came to Kach Lishes, Rabbi Yehuda's right that they always managed to get up to a hafti, and that was it. And they didn't have the second and the third. And therefore, we don't have a shire of Erev Pesach. So you might like my shire, the high shire, shire Erev Pesach, shecholi ois be'erev Shabbos. Oh, Erev Pesach that fell out on Friday. How does that help us? It's going according to Yehuda, that in normal Erev Pesach you only have 42. Why do you have 42? You have 21 of every single day. You have 18 from the first two kitois. You have another 3 from the final kita because they only got to a half t. So that's 21. Plus 21 is 42, like you just said.
It's actually 14. You call them 14.
Why do you get 14?
Okay, 42 divided by 3. You call every 7-3 into 1. It collapses into 1. So it's actually 14.
You're talking according to Rabbi Yehuda after the...
Classic Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but we're going back to our Mishnah. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda has been discussed.
I wouldn't,
but we're no longer focusing on that. Rabbi Yehuda, we're focusing back on our Mishnah. We're trying to find in our Mishnah another my Shire, the high Shire. Gemara asked the Shtarka Kash and the Amud Aleph, we're trying to find the maximum of 48. We say one time a year when Erev Shabbos falls out in the middle of Sukkot. That's how you get a Cheshvan of 48. I have every Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, I have 48. Because I have my 21 every day. Then I have my 27 three Musafim. Musaf of Shabbos, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. So I have 48. See, Marzal, because we're not giving an exhaustive list of everything, we're just giving Shaya. My shayda, the high shayda. I'll tell you, erev Pesach shechol b'yoyis be'erev Shabbos. Because erev Pesach shechol b'yoyis be'erev Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that normally erev Pesach is 42, the 21 of every day, and the 42 because of two kitois, 18, and another three of the third cut is 42, right? So far, so good.
So far, so
good. And because it's erev Shabbos, we have to add six more. Why the six more? L'haftal amim malacha, and to tell them b'shabbos in kodesh l'chol, like we had in the Mishnah. So therefore, every Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, they got 48. Why didn't we mention that in our Mishnah? Tana V'Shaya. So it leaves out this case of Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, and it leaves out the case of the Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos. It's good. Fine.
How are you talking about Rabbi Yehuda here when he doesn't hold of this? He only has closet one. Because the Druid, the Zerat, is one.
That's correct. So according to him, you'd have to do the whole Gemara again. Instead of talking about 48, it would be 16. Because each time we do, and instead of adding, for instance, every cut, adding 9, we'd only add 3. Second cut, 9. Second one, again, 3. And the last one, we'd only add 1. It would be exactly the same cheshbon, but just in thirds. So instead of 42, it would be 14, like Barry said before. Instead of 48, you'd have 16. Yeah.
But if every place I hold on Shabbos, so we have, according to Rabbanan, 48.
We didn't have that yet. We have Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos.
Right,
if you want to talk about Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, that's the next Gemara.
Okay.
Frank Gemara. Famous Sifra on Memchas, the maximum is 48. V'loi. V'ikah Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos. What's been bothering you for the last time?
Because you had the Musaf and you bump it up.
Oh. So let's take a look. Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos. D'il Rabbi Yehuda Chamshin V'choda. Il Rabbanan Chamshin V'sheva. Now, how do we get to that cheshbon? We have our 21 on a daily basis. According to Yehuda, we add 21 because it's Erev Pesach. Why is it Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach falls out once a year. And what happens in that Erev Pesach? The first cut is 9. Second cut is 9. Third cut is 3. So we had 9 plus 9 plus 3. How much is 9?
Then 9 plus 9 is 18.
And then 3 more?
21.
21. And since we have every single day, we have 21. How much is 21 plus 21?
42.
42. And because it's Erev Pesach Chol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, we add Musaf of another 9. Right? We had another 9 because of Musaf. So that's 9 and 42.
51.
51. So why does the Mishnah say the maximum is 48? We have actually 51. Right, Barry? That was your question.
Exactly.
Good. Now that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbanan that they did, in fact.
Three full sets.
And therefore, how much more are we going to add?
Another six.
Another six. Right, for the last cut. So how much is 6 plus 51?
57.
Frank DeMar, why are you talking about small numbers of 48? For Iker Pesach of Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda Cham Shevechada, Il Rabbanan Cham Shevecheva. It's 51 or 57. Good gefrekt. Everything, I'll tell you why. Ki ketoni mina deiz b'chol shana. And if Pesach Shechol is b'Shabbos, less b'chol shana b'shana loy ketoni. We're trying to give us something that happens on an annual basis. Of course, based on this, we no longer have the kasha of Rosh Hashanah Shechol is b'Shabbos, because that also doesn't happen annually. But the Gemara now is saying for the first time, the reason why we don't give this case of Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, because it does not happen on an annual basis. Since it doesn't happen on an annual basis, that's why our Mishnah doesn't mention it. But Eilach HaNami, you're right. On those rare occasions when Erev Pesach Shechol B'yoyis Be'erev Shabbos, like we just had in the prior year, which as we know is very uncommon, Eilach HaNami, you could have 51 or 57. But since it doesn't happen every year, we leave it out.
So we could have left out also Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos.
Yes, we said in the Chanami. According to this Gemara now, the teretz that we gave before, my shai, the high shai, we don't need to come on to that anymore. The reason why we didn't mention it is because it's not an annual event. It only happens every second, third, or fourth year. It doesn't happen every year. Pray tomorrow. Lu'oi bazoi, otu, erev Shabbos, shebetoich hachag. Does Erev Shabbos always fall out in the middle of the Yom Tov of Sukkis? He has said, yeah, because of 7 days. No, Zimn de Lemishkachas Leh. Nechidam, Kigon Shechol Yom Tov Rishon, Erev Shabbos. What happens if the first day of Sukkis falls out on Friday? First day of Yom Tov of Sukkis falls out on Friday. What's the kasha now? The kasha is, if that's what happens, then on that day we're not going to have 48. Because how did we get a cheshbon of Erev Shabbos Shebetoich HaChag is 48. We started off with the regular 21. We added 9 because it's Yom Tov HaSukkos that gets you to 30. We add in addition to that the 12 for the Nisach HaMayim that gets you to the 42. And then we add, because it's Erev Shabbos, 6, L'Havdol Sa'omim Malacho, or L'Havdol Mekodesh Chol, is 48. What happens if Yom Tov Rishon, the first day of Yom Tov, falls out on Erev Shabbos on Friday? We're going to go and take out the 12. Why are we going to take out the 12?
Don't do Nisach HaMayim until the second day of Yom Tov.
Exactly. In fact, if you go back to the Mishnah that we had on Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said, "Mishlei Ra Simchas Meishir Eivrei Ra Simchas Meishir Matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shochag Yard Julias Esnashim." Ah, this is all Matzah Yom Tov Rishon. Yom Tov Rishon itself, we didn't have the 12 blowings. We didn't have them, so therefore, that has to be taken out of the Cheshbon. Once we take out the 12 from the Cheshbon, then you're not going to have 48. Says the Gemara, nope, this has got to happen every once in a while too.
Right.
Not every single year will you have every Shabbos b'toych achat. So just like you said, that the reason why we don't mention Erev Pesach Shechol Yoyz b'Shabbos is because it doesn't happen every year. And guess what? Erev Shabbos b'toych achat also doesn't happen every year. You can have an Erev Shabbos that falls out not b'toych achat, but on Yom Tov Rishon, Kosh Chodor Ed Rishon Erev Shabbos. Everything more, no, you're not thinking straight. It never happens. First day of Yom Tov never falls out on Friday. Why? Yom Tov Rishon, Erev Shabbos. If, according to the Cheshbon, the first day of Sukkot falls out on Friday, have a good day, Robert. If the first day falls out on Friday, Midchi Dachina Leidu, we're going to push it off that it should fall out on Shabbos. My time will well, why? Given the ikla Yom Tov Rishon Shachak Vios Erev Shabbos Yom Kippurim Ein Mesava. Oh, now we get into Cheshbonis with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Friday, that means Yom Kippur, when did it fall out? The Chag B'Shabbos on Sunday, right? Because Yom Kippur typically falls out on Yud Tishrei, the 10th day of Tishrei, right? Usually, you know, every year, 10th of Tishrei. Good. Now, if we want to add the first day of Yom Tov Sukkot, we have to add 5 more days. That's Tezvah. So we're starting from Sunday. We add Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 5 days. So that means we started with Yud. We get to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvah. That would mean that Yom Tov falls out on Friday. Since we never have Yom Kippur falling out on Sunday, we'll never have Sukkot falling out on Friday. On Friday. The question is, why, Taka, don't we have Yom Kippur falling out on Sunday? Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but you're going to tell us.
He said that we added an extra day to make sure that the, right?
Right, we
add an extra day.
We push off the day. Exactly. The question is, why do we do that?
Because we don't want to push a mace to the 2 days.
That's one reason, and the second reason is, so Rashi brings both reasons, one because of Yarkaya and Mishum Messiah. We're going to learn Mishum Rosh Hashanah in the not too distant future, and the Gemara is going to tell us over there. There is the Dari gave is Chas Mishum Rachmon Litzlan. What happens if a person passes away on Shabbos, or for that matter, Friday, right before Shabbos? The Chevra Kedisha didn't have a chance to go and bury the person yet. So on a normal Friday, late Erev Shabbos, okay? So you're going to try Matzah Shabbos or Sunday. Only going to have one day in between.
Yeah.
You can have Chas V'Shalom, your Kippur is going to fall out on Sunday. Uh-oh. Then from Friday late, from 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, Gan Shabbos, Gan Sunday, until Matzah Sunday. Unfortunately, during that period of time, the body nebuch might deteriorate, and Chas V'Shalom, there might be a stench, and this would be a tremendous bizoyin hames. The Chacham didn't want this to happen, and therefore, whenever, according to the calendar, Yom Kippur should fall out on Sunday, they pushed off and they made an extra day in Av or in El to cause that Rosh Hashanah should be pushed off a day. Whenever Sukkot falls out, that's the same day that Rosh Hashanah falls out, so they're going to push off Rosh Hashanah one day so that Rosh Hashanah, for instance, will be Shabbos and Sunday, and then you'll have that Yom Kippur will then be on Monday instead of on Sunday. And then, of course, Sukkot will be the same thing, Shabbos and Sunday, instead of Friday and Shabbos. So that's Misai. The other reason we should Yarkayim. Yarkayim means that Matzah Yom Kippur, everybody wants to eat. Everybody has been fasting, and everybody is hungry. One of their staples was eating Yarkis, having vegetables. Nowadays, of course, we have refrigeration. In the good old days, they didn't have refrigeration. So when would you have to go and pick all of these vegetables? You'd have to pick them sometime on Friday. So from Friday until Matzah Shabbos, you can eat some of those Yarkis on Shabbos, no problem. However, you won't be able to eat them on Sunday, and therefore the next time you'll be able to eat will be on Sunday night. By the time Sunday night, many of those Yarkis may have spoiled, or rotted, or dried up, or whatever, and therefore they said, no, we're not going to have Yom Kippur fall out on Sunday. So therefore, Yom Kippur will be pushed off to Monday, and therefore, Yontif of Sukkot will not fall out on Friday, it'll fall out on Shabbos. And therefore, says the Gemara, what you just said now, that there are years that Erev Shabbos does not fall out during Yontif, because Erev Shabbos is the first day of Chag, it never happens that Erev Shabbos is the first day of Chag because of the Yom Kippur concerns. Hilkach dochinelei. Freiti Gemara. Umi dochinelei. Is that really true? I'll find you a Mishnah and a Braisa that says that in fact you could have Yom Kippur on Sunday, and therefore you could have Sukkot on Friday, and therefore you don't have that every single year. You have a case of Erev Shabbos Shabbatoy Chachak. Where do I have this? What now? Chalvei Shabbos Kareivin Biyom Kippurim. What happens if you bought the Talmid Shel Ben Arboyim on Shabbos and it was late on Shabbos and didn't have a chance to go and be matir the chalovim of that carbon, the Talmid Shel Ben Arboyim, on that Shabbos? You can be matir at night on Yom Kippur. What do you mean Yom Kippur? I thought you just told me that Yom Kippur doesn't fall out on Matzah Shabbos or on Sunday. You see from that Mishnah that it can fall out after all on Sunday. Moreover, V'yomer Zera, Ki Avinim Beit Rav V'Bavel Havi Amri, when I was back by the Smedrish of Rav in Bavel, they would say, hold the sign of that it says in another brisa. Yom Kippur Shechol Yoyis Erev Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Friday, they didn't go and blow because it's Yom Kippur anyway, nobody's doing malacha, so you didn't go and have the sixth to go in the mavtul omni malacha and to tell them that Shabbos is about to arrive. It's not Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur fell out on Matzah Shabbos or on Sunday, they didn't say Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Why didn't they say Havdalah? Because of the fact, normally when you're Mavdal, you're being Mavdal from the greater to the lesser. Being Mavdal from Shabbos down to Choyl, being Shabbos down to Yom Tov. That's why we say Batoydienu, and we make Kiddush on Matzah Shabbos when it's Yom Tov, because Shabbos is leaving and Yom Tov has arrived. So you're going down, if you will. Here, since Yom Kippur is more chomer than Shabbos, it's Matzah Shabbos, but Yom Mavdil, they didn't want the word Mavdil. It's like make Havdalah every Friday night. You Mavdil between Choyl and Kodesh. You don't make Havdalah between Choyl and Kodesh. So you're not Mavdil from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. What do you mean? When do you have Yom Kippur falling out on Matzah Shabbos? Oh! So you see, it can fall out on Matzah Shabbos. Anyway, so Reb Zeira says, when I was in Babel, they said, Dibri HaKoyli, this brisa that we just quoted now goes according to everybody. Kichsalikis Lahasa, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkachte, Rabbi Yehuda, Bereid, Rabbi Shimon, Pasi, Diyasa, Bekomar, Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't go according to everybody, it goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Akimor, it doesn't go into what the Rabbanan hold, what Rabbi Kiva hold, that's really not our sugya, but the point is that there is both a Mishnah, the Chalvei Shabbos, great Miyam, Miyam Kippurim, and there's also the brisa that Yom Kippurim, Shechol Yoyis Erev Shabbos. So I have two proofs that in fact it can fall out on Sunday. And if Yom Kippur can fall out on Sunday, then the first day of Yom Tov can fall out on Friday. Everyone like Kashas and Ishka Kashas. It's a machlokes, in fact, between Rabbanan and Achirim, that whether Yom Kippur can ever fall out on Sunday. I mean, of course, according to the calendar, it can always fall out on Sunday. The question is, do the Chachamim take special action to always push it off so that it should not fall out on Sunday? We hold like the Rabbanan, yes, we are doicha. Whenever I see that Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Sunday, the Chachamim make sure to be make longer months, whether it's Av, whether it's El, so that by the time Tishrei comes along, we won't have a problem that Yom Kippur will be on Monday and not on Sunday. But the Achirim disagree. Who are these Achirim? The Sanya. Achirim Oimrim Ein Ben Atzeres La'Atzeres Ein Ben Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah El Arboy Yomim Milvod. Every year, regardless of whatever happens, every single month, it's always one month is 29, the next month is 30. The next month is 29, next month is 30. The next month is 29, next month is 30. You'll never have two 29s in a row. You'll never have two 30s in a row. It always goes that number year after year, month after month. Why is that? So Rashi tells us, because as we know, according to the real lunar cycle, the cycle of the moon is 29 and a half days. It's not exactly half a day, but ungefähr. Exactly. So you have 29 and a half days. So since you have 29 and a half days, we never have Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the day. You never have Rosh Chodesh starting at 12 o'clock midday or something, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You always have to have full days. So how are you going to compensate, or how are you going to allocate 12 times 29 and a half? So the Achim, very simple. We'll do 12 months. Six of them will be 29ers. Six of them will be 30ers. And then, by definition, we'll cover the water bin. Waterfall. Have a great time. Right? If you do 12 times 29 and a half, you get to 354. And how do you know? Because 12 times 30 gets you to 360. Now, if I'm taking off a half of the 12, so I'm taking off six. So it's always 354. And therefore, if I have 6 months, 29 days, 6 months, 30 days, I'll get exactly 354. How many weeks are there in a year?
52.
In a Jewish year? 354. 50. 7 times 50 is 350. So you always left over with a remainder of 4. And that's why from year to year to year, the difference between Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shin Pei and Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shin Pei Aleph and Tav Shin Pei Aleph and Tav Shin Pei days will always be there with the 4 days. So if last year Rosh Hashanah was on Monday, so you know Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it'll be Friday. And if this year is Friday, then add 4 more days, then it'll be Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then the next year you're going to keep on adding another 4, and so on and so forth. If Hoyse Shanu Uberes, and what happens if the Shanu Uberes, meaning that it's an Ibiyo, like this coming year is going to be an Ibiyo, then Chamisha, because he holds that the extra month is always a 29-dayer, and since 28 days is a full 4 weeks, so I only have a remainder of 1, that remainder of 1 now pushes off the next year by 1 more day. So instead of being 4 days, 1 day from the other, 1 year from the other, it's going to be 5 days, 1 year. Anyway, so what do I see according to Achirim? Achirim say, I don't care about Yerkai, and I don't care about Messiah, I don't make any drays, I always go 29 and a half, 29 and a half, 29, 30. 29, 30, 29, 30. That being the case, you will then have that Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah, that Yom Kippur will fall out sometimes on Sunday, and that Sukkot will sometimes fall out on Friday. Why will that be the case? Because according to the Rabban, if I see that Sunday is Yom Kippur, I'm going to play with the month to extend it, to push it off for Monday. Says Achirim, I never extend, I never play with any month. It's always 29-30, 29-30. Wherever the days fall, that's where they fall. And therefore, obviously, from time to time, you'll have Yom Kippur falling out on Sunday. Zok the Gemara, and therefore, only according to Achirim, do you have that Mishnah and that Braisa, which is Holy Shabbos, Kriyam Yom Kippur. Or that Yom Kippur, Matzah Shabbos, they were in Mavdil. That's all told according to Achirim. But according to Rabbanan, that is not the case. That is not true. What do the Rabbanan therefore hold? The Rabbanan hold that we do push it off. And therefore in our Mishnah, we have every single year, it's always got to be that Erev Shabbos falls out during the week of Sukkot, but not on the first day of Sukkot. Because the first day of Sukkot can never fall out on Friday, because Yom Kippur can never fall out on Sunday. Shai? And with this, we've concluded that. Break the money, that's Meisvei. a new kasha, and this kasha is a kasha on Rav Acha bar Chanina Midroima, who said that always musafim, we always have another 9 koilos because of the additional musaf. Meisveish in the brayso shchodish chaliyus b'shabbos. Ah, it's Shabbos b'shchodish. Shil shavish chodish doicha shir shel Shabbos. You got a choice: either shir shel Shabbos or shir shel chodish. Shir shel chodish. Push off shir shel. Don't say mizma shir yam Shabbos. Say baruch inafshi l'shem b'shchodish, and that's it. Faitu avi yisay according to Acha bar Chanina. Leim the Shabbos, leim the chodish. Just like he says for every musa, if you have another 9 koilos, so have a shir shel Shabbos. Have a shir shel chodish. Well, which day? Have both. What's the problem? When we say doicha, it doesn't mean that you eliminate mizmah shel yom Shabbos. We continue the same mizmah shel yom Shabbos. It's just that we say baruchi nafshi before mizmah shel yom Shabbos, and that's what he means doicha. We push it off of its pedestal where it's the singular mizmah shel yom Shabbos. No. We push it down to number 2, and number 1 is going to be the shir shel rosh chodesh. That doesn't make sense. Shabbos is every single week is Shabbos. Shchodesh is only once a month. And how often does the Shchodesh fall out of Shabbos? So therefore, we should always say Shabbos first. After all, it's not like today that you have emails and faxes and telephones and all modern technology. So the word didn't necessarily get out yet that the day, this particular day of the month is Rosh Chodesh, because I don't know if 2 Edom came, it was cloudy outside, did anybody see the new Levana, did the Bez disqualify them, did they hear them? Chveistish. So therefore, to take a stand and to make a proclamation, everybody should realize Rosh Chodesh comes out today on Shabbos, we are mocked in the Baruch Hinafshi before the Mizma Shir. Oh, I didn't even know, nobody told me to do Rosh Chodesh, if I would have known, etc., etc. Pray tomorrow. That's the way to remind people that it's Rosh Chodesh and to wake them all up. After all, there's another heker. What is that other heker? We learned in the Mishnah. What is the Gemara telling us? Back in Masechtas Yuma, we learned that there always whenever they made the pious every day to determine how many people are going to be involved in bringing up the Eivorim of the ram. So you first have a pious that relates to the Tumah Shel Shachar, and you have all of the Kehanim. The Kehanim bring the Eivorim to the ramp, but they don't go and take it all the way up to the top of the Mizbeach. They leave it on the ramp, and then after that they go into the Avalishka and they say a Tefillah, and then there's a Dichanin and other things like we learned back in the Sechtas Yuma. They learn Krishma then. So the Tumah Shel Shachar, that was the Tumah Mechatzi Kevesh Shel Matar. We want to make sure that since it happens to be a day when there's a Karb Musaf, we want to make sure that we don't get mixed up. So if it's Shabbos, we have both the Tumah Shel Shachar and you have the Karb Musaf, and assuming that there is a backup and they didn't immediately put all the Eivorim of the Tumah Shel Shachar, they never do it immediately, but even after the break they didn't take off the Tumah Shel Shachar, but rather they brought the Karb Musaf to distinguish between one and the other. The Chel Vei Tumah Shel Shachar Yitan Mechati Kevish Ulamata B'Mizrach. Mizrach would mean on the right hand side of the Kevish. After all, the Kevish was 16 Amos wide, so it's going to be on the 8 right Amos, the side towards the east. That's where we're going to put up those Eivorim, and they're going to be Mechati Kevish Ulamata. After all, the Kevish was altogether 32 long, so at the 16 Amma point and below, that's where you're going to have the Tumah Shel Shachar, all of those Eivar. Good. Vishal Musafim, the Tumah Mechati Kevish Ulamata, Bimar, will be corresponding parallel on the left hand side. And then the Kohen Kehan will be able to walk down the middle and bring up the Eivarim to the top of the Mzvech. Okay, so that's fine. Now what happens if it's also Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? Then Rosh Chodesh nitanim tachas karka mizbech ulamata. they're going to get special, if you will, special treatment. What is the special treatment? It's going to be more than halfway up the Mizbech. It's going to be tachas karka mizbech ulamata. What does that mean, karka mizbech ulamata? So Rashi reminds us about the construction of the Mizbech, that the Mizbech, although it was 32 on the ground from the beginning of the Kevesh till the end of the Kevesh as it hits the Mizbech, it's 32. However, it climbed up 9 ups because it had to get to the top of the Mizbech. Okay, so to get up to the 9 Amma line, and since everything is proportionate, this is 32, and that is 9. So Rashi makes a cheshbon. Where is the Karkav? Karkav is the equivalent in our Gemara of the Sovev. The Sovev was at the 6 Amma line. How do I know? Because the base, the Yesoid, was 1. On top of that, they made that additional block of 5. That gets you to 6. And at 6, that's where the Sovev and the Karkav is. And then another 3 until you got to the top of the Mizbech. Right? Everybody agrees with that?
Yeah.
Fine. So therefore, at the 6 Amma line. The 6 Amma line, by definition, is 2/3 of the height of the Mizbech. Mizbech is 9. This is 6. So therefore, since we are putting the Eivorim of the Karban Musaf of Reish Chodesh next to below the Karkav Mizbeach line, that Karkav Mizbeach line has to be at 2/3 of the Kevesh. So I'm starting from the bottom of the Kevesh, going up 2/3, it's Lamat, it's less than that. So it's not beyond the 2/3, it's a little bit less than the 2/3. 2/3, of course, is more than half. So therefore, this is a way that we're able to distinguish between the Eivorim for the Tamar Shel Shachar and the Musaf, because each one of those were Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata. They were all the halfway point and below. But here, of Rish Chodesh, they were beyond the halfway point. It was between half and the 2/3 point. Lamala on the Mizbech. Now the question is, why did the Rish Chodesh get such as Mokem Chubad all the way on top, when the other Eivorim and the Musaf of Shabbos are down below, top of the Yom Aviyomer Rabbi Yochanan, laid out the people should know Shulchan Rish Chodesh Bane. The base site today is Rish Chodesh. Oh, that's why they have those additional Opir Tachas Karakim. Oh, now I know. So I see that I have a second Simon. So why did they have to push off the Mizmashir Shulchan Mishabbos and say initially Baruch Inavshi and then the Mizmashir, to go and proclaim and let everybody know that today is hooked for Rish Chodesh Mizmanoi? Why don't they have the other simon that we just mentioned now? The fact that they're going to put the Eivorim of the Rish Chodesh higher up on the ramp of the Mizbeach, more or higher than that of the Eivorim of the Tomei Shel Shachar and the Eivorim of the Musaf of Shabbos. In other words, not everybody is so attentive at every single moment. Sometimes people space out. Sometimes people are a little tired and they doze a little bit. Some people are focusing on the tefillahs so with such intensity that therefore they don't notice every single symptom. So therefore they decide to make two hekerim. One heker is that Baruch Inavshi comes before Mizrach Shiliyah and Shabbos, and the second heker is that the Eivorim of the Rish Chodesh are put higher on the slope of the Kevesh than the other Eivorim. So whoever sees this heker will see this heker. Whoever sees that heker sees that heker. The bottom line is that in fact we do not push away Shabbos because of Rish Chodesh. About we have both. Just like Rabbi Achav Bar Chanina said, that when you have multiple Musafim, you have multiple Tekiyos, when you have multiple Shirim, so you do multiple Shirim. One for Yeshiva Shul Shabbos, and one for Rish Chodesh. Yes, the Rish Chodesh will be first, even though Torah Mishayim Torah Torah Kaidim, L'Hachriz, Ul'Haidia, L'Kvoya, that Rish Chodesh is Bizmanoi. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.
Famous story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel.
Yes,
I seem to remember that Rabbi Yeshua said that Friday was Yom Kippur, and not the death year Friday was Yom Kippur. And Gamliel said, "On that day, I want you to come to me with your staff and everything."